This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 19th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel today, much of the country is experiencing warm and sunny conditions. Temperatures are comfortably high, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. However, in Jerusalem, it is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, security system estimates suggest Iranian officials will order missile attacks on Israel. The IDF is on high alert following four missiles launched from Iran towards Aqaba, according to Walla. Just in. Also, Israel is preparing for a possible role in a U.S.-Iran conflict as tensions escalate on the Northern Front. This is from Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, Netanyahu's proposal to change the Likud primary system has been approved by a majority vote. This includes 8 reserved spots for the party leader, reported by Israel Hayom just a short time ago. Separately, an Israeli airstrike has killed a man who organized World Cup viewings in Gaza. This report comes from Forward, from earlier today. And finally, the chief of staff has stated that Israel is prepared for an immediate return to combat in Iran. Major General Eyal Zamir emphasized readiness across multiple theaters, reported by Israel Hayom just minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that the Arab League is urging the US and Iran to de-escalate and return to talks, warning of potential wider violence. From Al Arabiya English, a recent post highlights Israel's air defense system is on high alert, with Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir confirming the country's readiness for any developments in Iran. I24NEWS shares that this is a turning point, with Brian Lieb commenting that President Trump might intensify his approach against Iran following recent events in Jordan. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the security concerns, Walla reports that the IDF is actively monitoring activities across Iran after missiles were launched towards Aqaba. This escalation comes amid heightened regional tensions. The implication for civilians is a need for increased vigilance and preparedness for any potential threats. Turning to Israel's military preparations, Ynet outlines that the IDF is bracing for possible involvement in a U.S.-Iran conflict. This includes not only missile threats, but also potential escalations on the northern border with Hezbollah. The regional implication is a broader conflict that could draw in multiple parties and affect regional stability. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's changes to the Likud primaries, as reported by Israel Hayom, secure more influence for the party leader within the political structure. The move could reshape internal party dynamics, potentially affecting future leadership and policy directions. On the situation in Gaza, Forward provides a sobering report of an Israeli airstrike that killed a World Cup organizer. This incident underscores the ongoing human cost of the conflict and the impact on civilian lives in the region. Finally, Israel Hayom highlights the Chief of Staff's readiness statement regarding Iran. This comes as tensions continue to mount, with Israel projecting strength and preparedness. For the region, this signals potential for further military engagements. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the arrival of American military planes is causing logistical concerns at Ben-Gurion Airport. This includes potential parking shortages and flight disruptions as tensions with Iran rise. Separately, Globes details a high court decision to freeze the new broadcasting law, with Judge Ofer Groskopf noting significant legal challenges. This decision impacts media regulations and government oversight in Israel. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the exposure of unethical management practices in American companies, highlighting messages from abusive bosses. This trend raises awareness about workplace rights and could influence Israeli workplace norms. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.